They said bye, Ozzy, and I tried to go with them, but they shut the door in my face. That's how it usually goes. They leave, and I'm left alone here, like most every single day. I spent the first 10 minutes trying to open the door and go after them, but because of my body disfiguration, I couldn't unlock the door. I cried and whined as I can't speak their language and waited in hope that they would come back for me, but to no avail. I sat in front of the door and pondered why they would want to leave me alone, as they said to me every day when I was young that they loved me, knowing that I was destined to be alone for the rest of the day. I then played with my favorite stuffed animal, whom they called Winky. Winky I had picked out of the consignment shop when I was less than a year old. The name comes from the fact that Winky only came with one eye. I didn't care, as over the years, Winky has given me the comfort I couldn't get from anyone else. Calming down with one of my favorite friends, I asked Winky what I should do for the rest of the day. Nobody else can hear Winky, but he said that I should eat, as eating always calms me down. I went to the food they had left out for me and solemnly ate it. However, I was concentrating too much on how bored I was going to be that I ate all my food at once, not even leaving a single crumb for me to eat later. I washed down my guilt with a nice few gulps of water and proceeded to go into my room. My own room is very small, much more so than what the others have. I walked into and sat on the one piece of furniture I had, my bed. There, I looked at the stuffed animals I had beside me and wondered why I couldn't have real, live friends. The others had friends who came over very often, always making a ruckus and playing with me as if I were a toy. Why can't they understand that I am living like everyone else? Whenever they take me outside, people look at me as if I am some sort of alien. Everyone wants to touch me and act as if I am a baby and speak to me in that super annoying, sweetie voice. Reflecting on it, I get upset, but I don't mind when I'm outside because I love getting attention and most of all seeing my friends. They take me every day around 3:30 p.m. to the park, so they call it. There I usually see my mentor, Boris, who has been on this planet beyond his years, and every day I listen to his teachings of life. I also meet Yuma, Chester, and Monet, whom are my best buddies and best friends. Every day we play tag and see who is the best in our boxing games, and I admit I usually come out the loser. However, there are usually two others who really make me so very happy. She comes every day, I hear, with her other, Stephanie. When I have seen her, my heart melts into a pool of desire, swirling around with hope and a twinge of despair. She only hangs out with her friends and the jocks. But enough talk about my daydreaming. I must tell you what else happened so far. After longing to see the outside, I decided to have fun. What better way to spend my day? I brought Winky with me into the big bedroom the largest other slept in. I flung Winky onto the bed and got onto the bed after him. Relaxing, we talked about how I found him, and then we jumped on the bed together, pretending it was a trampoline. In our great fun, I accidentally knocked over those big fluffy things they call pillows, but I didn't bother to put them back. Then Winky made the great suggestion of getting more to eat. I was famished, so we both went to where they stored my food. The others stacked it so high I became despondent until Winky told me there were where the others stored their food. Then became what Winky and I will call the Great Fridge Raid Escapade. I latched onto the big slippery handle with my teeth, creating some scratches, and pulled with all my might to open the huge metal wall guarding what they hoard for themselves. I eventually succeeded and jumped up into the fridge, grabbing my favorite snack, carrots. I ripped the bag open and ate them all as fast as I could, leaving bits of plastic on the floor and creating a mess. I decided to try some more exotic foods, such as a leafy thing titled kale. Note to self, never eat again. I also tried chocolate sauce, peanut butter, and I think I still have a tummy ache from the food I ate. After closing the fridge door, I came to where I am now, back in my room. I don't know when they will return and what. And when they do, they'll probably scold me for a mess that I cannot remedy, play with me, and then toss me aside for the glowing metal shiny things. I have pondered my fate. Destined to... They're home!